Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Primary voters went to the polls across the state yesterday. Several of the most watched Republican races were in El Paso County. But on election night, politics took a back seat to Mother Nature when the Waldo Canyon fire took a turn for the worse. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has the story of a very unusual election.
By 6 o'clock last night, last-minute voters dropping off their ballots rushed through an eye-stinging cloud of smoke, flakes of ash sifting down like snow.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm with a local radio station. We're doing some primary coverage. Do you have a second?
You know, I don't because we were just evacuated with the fire.
Oh, my God.
So I need to head on to my kids.
Several Republican voters who did have time to talk said they had a lot of trouble making up their minds. El Paso County mailboxes have been stuffed for months with negative mailers. El Paso County Clerk Wayne Williams blames the divisive campaigning on one thing.
Partisan gerrymandering.
Democrats drew maps last year that forced some Republican incumbents to run against each other and created new open seats. Williams says it sparked a surprising amount of voter interest for a year with no major statewide races.
We're likely to surpass the turnout in the contested races over 2 years ago when you had hotly contested U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races that were much more of the marquee race than you have this year.
It may take a while for the clerk's office to count all those ballots, though. In the late afternoon, Williams and his whole office had to evacuate when the Waldo Canyon fire began to encroach on Colorado Springs. They were able to release results for ballots collected through Tuesday afternoon. Those tallies show Congressman Doug Lamborn leading his challenger Robert Blaha, State Representative Larry Liston far behind relative newcomer Owen Hill in a state Senate race, and State House Majority Leader Amy Stevens with a commanding lead over Representative Marsha Looper. At a restaurant in Falcon, east of Colorado Springs, Looper and her supporters gathered for an election night party. While the results looked bad for her, Looper tried to strike a positive note.
We are so fortunate to live in such a great country that allows us to have these differences, to try and vet these things out within the party, and then get behind who our candidates are, and then look toward the November elections.
For state races in El Paso County, though, November is actually a lot less important than June. Most of yesterday's Republican victors will have no opposition in the general election. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.
While Colorado Republicans duked it out in more than a dozen primaries, Democrats enjoyed a night of few battles. Only a handful of state House races and one state Senate seat were contested. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus explains why.
One of the few Democratic primary races was here in Aurora. In a country club ballroom, political newcomer and state House candidate Javon Melton told his followers it was going to be a long night.
I understand some people have kids and got to work in the morning, so you can't believe I understand, but we will be here until the last vote is counted and we declare victory.
Melton led fellow Democrat Terry Todd by only a handful of votes for most of the night. That close race was the exception for Colorado Democrats. The total number of contested primaries actually wasn't unusual.
What is unusual is the imbalance this time.
That's CSU political science professor John Strayer. He says there were so many more Republican primaries, partly because the party is wrestling with insurgent Tea Party candidates.
The Democrats, I don't think, as compared to the Republicans right now, I don't think are quite as internally fractured. You've got the Tea Party movement on the Republican side, and, you know, that party's been drifting to the right.
Redrawn district boundaries also played a role. The every 10-year reapportionment process favored Democrats and spared them the pain of having legislators run against each other. Rick Palacio, chair of the Colorado Democratic Party, says where Democrats were lumped together, candidates were convinced to step down to avoid a primary contest.
Well, I'm not sure that anyone actually told anyone that they needed to step aside. People have, I think, perhaps we're encouraged, but it's more about coming together as a team.
But that meant Democratic voters got ballots with no options. Not great for generating turnout. But Palacio is confident that won't sap enthusiasm from November's general election.
Because it's a presidential election, and I think that there are a lot of people around the state, most people around the state, regardless of party affiliation, understand that there is a lot at stake in 2012.
And with the primary finished, campaigning for those November contests can now begin in earnest. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.